News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Cabinet has approved the purchase of 70 new trucks for the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. This to assist with the severe backlog of waste collection across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the agency has been operating without the full complement of vehicles required for garbage removal.
The NSWMA's island-wide fleet for the collection and disposal of domestic and commercial waste consists of 52 units. To operate at optimal efficiency, the authority needs a fleet of approximately 172 trucks.
Senator Faulkner says since 2013, supplementary contractors have been engaged to help with collection, but the agency has only had access to 120 trucks overall, and some contractors supply less than 50% of the trucks required. The trucks are to be delivered in the next 6 to 8 months at a cost of €1,977,500. Contracts valued at over $8 million have been signed for improvement works at 6 wastewater treatment facilities in the parishes of Kingston, St. Catherine and Clarendon. Of the total amount, $5 million will go towards the design and construction of 3 wastewater conveyance systems and pump stations, which will take flows into the Soapbury treatment plant. A remaining $3.73 million will be used to rehabilitate the Blackwood Garden system and the Della Vega City wastewater ponds in St. Catherine, as well as the Lionel Town wastewater treatment lagoon in Clarendon. The project will also see the decommissioning of the Acadia, Bay Farm Villas and Huendon facilities. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the projects will improve the operational efficiency of treatment plants.
The projects will also improve service levels and increase customer satisfaction to the citizens of communities which will benefit and will ensure the proper treatment of sewage received by these facilities in order to minimize the adverse impact on the environment and public health.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing the contract signing ceremony at the National Water Commission's Morosco Road offices last Wednesday. The first phase of the construction of the Spanish Town Free Zone is slated to be completed in the second quarter of next year. Executive Director for the company which will manage the zone, Masada Jamaica, Dr. Robert Bellamede, says completion of the first phase will include the construction and refurbishing of buildings and is expected to be completed by June 2016.
Upon completion of the first phase, 9 international companies will occupy the zone. The second phase will see additional companies coming on stream. At this stage, we project that the build-out of the Spanish Free Trade Zone will provide 1.5 million square feet of space and will represent an investment of $350 million.
Dr. Melamed adds that activities at the facility will include refining and regeneration of petroleum products, manufacturing of composites and insulation material, vehicle assembly, auto parts remanufacturing and distribution, and manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is lobbying for stronger penalties for the illegal lighting of fires. Assistant Commissioner of the JFB, Sean Martin, says talks are already being held with the Ministry of Local Government as the group pushes for amendments to the Country Fires Act.
We are currently meeting with Chief Legal Officer from the Ministry of Local Government. We have had several meetings and we look at the shortcomings of the legislation, including the fines, and we have started draft to revise these.
Mr. Martin says the current sum of $2,000 is negligible and does not discourage illegal burning, which has serious environmental, economic, and health implications. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department.
serving those who have served.